Welcome. It's Robin here from Market Smartly, answering your smart marketing questions. Today's question is there a way of generating quality content without me having to write it? What a great question, and one so many people, including experienced marketers, struggle with. Content marketing is the thing at the moment, and just for the record, it's March 2016, and it's not just about any content, it's about great quality content. That means that A, your content needs to be planned, and B, your content needs to be valuable and high quality. So to address your specific question, is there a way of generating quality content without you having to write it? The answer is yes, but you still need to be involved. Firstly, let's break this down. Let's look at what quality content is. Quality content is something that is useful to your audience, something they value, something worthy of sharing, something worth interacting with, such as liking, sharing, commenting on, subscribing to, or downloading. Note, there is a difference between what Google rates as quality content and possibly what you rate as quality content, but the common factor is that if your audience thinks it's quality content, then it is quality. If your audience likes and interacts with your content, Google will like it too and reward you accordingly. Now, let's get clear on why you are producing content and what results do you want from it. Here are some reasons people produce content. Expert positioning. They want to be recognized for their expertise in a particular field. Educating a market, which also positions them as an expert and gives value to the audience at the same time. They may want to give great value to take the eye off their price or to build trust and rapport so people are more likely to buy from them or to differentiate from their competitors or maybe to get ranked on search engines. Now, my opinion is that if you're going to do this one, then you may as well choose another reason as well and benefit from the double whammy. So, how can you produce content without having to write it? There are a few ways. Some of them may suit you and others may not. So in no particular order, maybe consider some of these strategies. Outsourcing. Find an awesome content researcher and writer and give them a very clear brief and ask them to produce a sample article. We won't go into how to find a content writer, that's a whole different question, but of course you can use Australian-based writers or internationals, the choice is yours. Now, depending upon your industry, you could consider a journalist for technical or high-level content such as white papers or research articles. Marketers are generally better at the sales-oriented copy. Be wary of plagiarism. If you outsource, it pays to check for plagiarism. In fact, in any circumstance, it pays to do that. So I will put a tool at the bottom of the transcription notes with a link to a plagiarism checker tool. Okay, the next thing you can do is interview people. So podcasting is growing in popularity at the moment, and it's pretty quick and easy to put together. Video is great for getting noticed by Google and other search engines. It's also more likely to be shared via social channels. So get a great VA who is excellent at sourcing and organising interviewees. There are several channels such as blab.im where you can live interview and use the recording afterwards. Just note that this is very informal and it only suits certain content objectives. Otherwise, you can use other recording tools or podcasting tools. And again, that's a totally different question. We'll go into that at some other stage. Invite experts to share content on your blog or website. Now, essentially in this case, you can curate content from expert contributors. Put this together in either separate blog posts or newsletters, or collate several articles and produce a white paper from the experts and use it as a downloadable magnet. If you are interviewing people or inviting experts to post on your site, be clear and upfront about IP and who owns it and how it's going to be used. And make sure everybody agrees. All of the above need a clear plan outlining the type of content and topics you want to produce. This is where you will need to spend some time if you don't have a marketing resource in-house. You can also easily outsource this work, the planning work, to professionals, but you will still need to set aside some time to have your input and approve it. How do you find the content, I hear you ask? Well, there are several ways, and all of them take time. So my suggestion is to find an awesome VA or PA and brief them clearly on what you want, what fits your brand persona and brand tone, and then get them to work. They can try some of these avenues to find some great content. Of course, this does depend on your content objectives and your industry. So some of the ways that they can find content is to set up Google Alerts with relevant keywords, search relevant forums, Google search using some little tricks many people aren't aware of, which I learnt from Pat Flynn, thank you very much. See the transcript for this tip as it's really difficult to verbally explain, so I'll put it in the transcript notes under bonus material. You can set up Twitter feeds, which are a great way to find influencers and new trending topics. You can use the LinkedIn Pulse feeds and for more business-oriented things. There are also digital intelligence systems that make it really easy to identify influencers, but these are generally cost a handsome fee. And to find topics, you can view other sites' FAQs as a bit of a starting point. So this is just a few ideas on where to find content or topics. As a parting thought, let's face it, content, good, bad or ugly, takes time to produce, especially quality content. However, let's take a look at the priority you put on content. I know it takes time. I know you're busy and it feels like just another thing on an already long list of things to do. However, the power of a great piece of content is incredible and therefore may deserve a higher priority than, oh my goodness, I need to write that damn blog post. An example from our experience is a LinkedIn post which got over 14,000 views and generated the potential for a huge long-term prospect. It took less than an hour to create and it went viral. This is the power of great content, and I will put that post link in the extra bonus materials as well. So I hope that was a helpful answer. If you need any clarification, please don't hesitate to email us and we will clarify things for you. Here's to your success.